The forge has gone quiet, the bellows blow no more. The forge has gone quiet, the smiths have gone home. Only fading embers remain, and my hearth grows cold. One kiss from you to rekindle it all.
Welcome back to Queen of Embers, episodes 29 and 30. I almost actually wasn't able to count right. I was like, if he's like 3, 2, 1? I can't remember what it was.
There it goes.
I'm your game master, Daniel Fox. These are the playtesters, the cult, the people who made Swyander, Mangyash awesome, and now Queen of Embers. Double thumbs up, soldier. We took a little break, but those who are watching or listening...
Well, we'll tell the difference.
That's right.
They'll never
you have
know.
No
They'll
idea, because we're so far ahead. So, it's funny. I was actually writing today. Something I get paid to write at work.
Sweet.
So I spent half a day working on Queen of Embers, and I was looking back, and I was like, oh my gosh, we're only in chapter 3. And there's 7 more chapters ahead of us. Sorry, chapter 2.
We're chapter three.
We still have like seven total chapters. We've got a lot ahead of us. So cool. I have a feeling we're probably going to be doing this until it begins snowing.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, not a bad thing. It's good that it'll be playtested. It'll be fun.
Plus, we'll get to third professions. That's always sweet.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a reality.
You
got to
not die for that.
That's right. Speaking of death, what happened last game session? And you'll forgive me, because I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Shit. Between starting a new job and going to Chicago and Adam almost dying.
Wrestling.
Wild 2 weeks.
And he's not kidding.
Helping me get a suit.
What's that?
A suit. Helping me get a suit.
That's right. That's right. Suit shopping.
Suit of play.
And wrestling. Yeah. Walter.
Heffley.
So, we took a couple weeks break. Kay, do you recall where we left off?
I literally can't believe it, but I wrote 2 notes from last time, so it's, we went back to Talos and met with him, and I know I screwed up talking.
Mike's got it.
Okay.
There you go, at least I got that started.
Okay, so what happened was, this is the fallout of the street fight that happened, right? So there was a street fight, and there was Nick's batshit crazy shit that happened.
Warren, yep.
Yeah, Warren's stuff.
Nope, you.
Yeah.
Street fight.
Yeah.
Round one, fight.
I got a gun.
I took one out blinded.
Jump on. Right?
Your horse took one out.
So we had to... We had to account for ourselves with the Lieutenant Reich.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody lied besides him.
Oh, yeah.
I actually just said, I ain't gonna say shit until the boss says shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so there was a lot of tension. He's like, what the hell's going on? You guys need to lay low, is essentially the gist of it. Like, you need to go lay low.
That's right, yeah.
Lay low.
Either, lay low. I mean, he's like, you can do what you want. My suggestion is you lay low, and I will help you do so by getting us in contact with someone in Slim's Row.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so...
That was...
The Dire Straits.
Dire Straits.
I gained a contact.
But before we went to Dire Straits, we went to, what's her name? Andor the Wise Woman. And we got, who needed healing? Yeah, we got her healed up, and then there were some golden sutures!
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I got healed up.
Wait, okay. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Sorry. There we go.
Yeah.
I healed my grievous wound from, like, the fourth episode, the sixth
oh,
episode?
Oh, yeah, here!
That was, like, we're on episode more 29 now.
Second. It only took the entire game so far. Alright. Jeez. So we get set up at the Slum Row, and then we ended up decided to go say hi to that.
Before that, we had a... Warren had a talk with Andorra about his possession, and she ended up giving him a
talisman.
Andorra the chicken.
And said, hey, you owe me later, basically.
You owe a witch.
Yeah.
That's right, so you have a talisman to help ward away the
And I also have a drawback, beholden to a witch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nothing.
No.
NBD.
No big deal.
Yeah, so that was all that your character. Your character got the contact.
Yep.
Yeah, and I got high and remembered something about a Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really ironic if you think about it.
Get high as a kite for a Zeppelin.
And then Warren talked us into going back to the talisman guy.
Right, so the candlestick maker.
Yeah, and I screwed up trying to be diplomatic, and he got mad at me and said that I was working for one of his competitors.
Right.
To which I said, yep.
You're right.
Yeah.
So then you burst in and...
That's where we
stopped. Warren led his way into the house, and he found what?
Whoa, Warren and
who's those
boss three? Man? Yeah. I'm downstairs doing a lookout.
Oh, that's right.
Run up the stairs.
We're
trying to distract him.
Yeah.
Open the door.
That's where we stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, you stopped.
Well, they open the door simultaneously. What's his name comes in, and I'm like.
Well, I thought you guys got into the room.
We got in the room. There was like a decomposing body in the tub, covered with all the candles and all the wax,
like freshly dead.
Warren starts freaking the hell out, and then something clicked.
That's right.
And Elisa was getting dragged out by her collar.
So remind me who was inside the house, the candlemaker's house.
I'm downstairs at the lookout.
No, we were outside.
Those two went out.
Oh, we got dragged outside.
Yeah, we were outside. We were trying to trick him. Like, oh, how do you make these candles?
Blah, blah, blah. Get out of my house. Be gone. He slams the door. As the two of you are out back facing the Bastards River. It's early day, if you recall.
Yeah.
Like, not even noon at this point. The two of you are inside. And were you both upstairs?
Yeah.
That's right. And as you open the door to the bathroom of Candlemaker's house, you can see that there's a corpse, freshly slain, kind of nestled inside of this old copper tub, where you can see a number of unspent candles surrounding the lip of it, and tallow kind of has kind of hardened around the edge of it. The coal pit beneath of it is not lit to warm the water. You pull away, revulsing in horror at this, as you hear the candlemaker downstairs. Be gone with you, out of my shop! Slams the back door. You can hear him throw the latch, too. Meanwhile, you're downstairs, Banneker, and you're downstairs, and you're kind of perusing, and so is Alistair, too.
Yeah,
you're essentially inside this small candlemaker shop, smelling all the potpourri and the, It smells like a Bed Bath and Beyond. Or
Yankee candle
in here. It has all manner of like cloves and burnt oranges and stuff that are put inside the tallow candles. The slow burning candles, they call them, right? The shopkeep comes inside as Alistair and Banneker, you're kind of downstairs, and you hear this creaking sound on the second floor that you know is Warren and
Tarwin.
But the shopkeep apparently has not heard it yet. You're like...
I have a candle in my hand?
Yes.
Is he coming near me?
He looks very flustered.
I'm going to do this. I got trip over and crack and smash it all over him.
So cause a distraction?
Try to, yes.
Okay. What about yourself, Alistair?
Well, hell. I don't know. I'll slip on my...
Murder hat.
Murder hat, yeah.
I'm a very charming fellow.
You hear upstairs, the wooden planks are creaking.
I find a wall that I can like lean myself against, kind of slip the knuckle duster on without anybody noticing.
Okay.
Sit as still as quiet and keep a keen eye.
Well, the good thing is you have caused a distraction, and Alistair allows you to use a stealth test. It's a secret test.
All right.
Secret.
I got a secret.
Don't forget your fortune points from your...
I got mine!
The fortune points use a little differently now,
right? Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Just pull the volume of those that are already in your drawer out, and remember, you can use them to re-roll. You can use them to get an AP. And you can use them to immediately go up the damage condition or peril condition track after suffering damage or peril.
Nope.
No, they're not in there.
I don't have any.
How many fate points do you have?
One.
Okay, so you get 2 points.
Yeah, you lost one.
Here you go, Walt.
Yeah, I have coins.
And since you got, we're all using these little blue ones, right?
Yeah.
So as you use them, just put them back in the drawer.
Okay, dope.
You get one pleasure number of fate points.
Sounds good.
Anybody get an extra?
So yeah. In a secret test, you just want me to tell them, like...
Just as a treat as a standard.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Is that your skill ranks and any talents you may have?
Still.
New agility.
That rank. 15. All right. I rolled a 9. So I succeeded on a standard test by 50 points.
You want to keep that 9?
Yeah.
I don't know, buddy.
You see Alistair step back and he reaches in his pocket and you can see the knuckle dusters like in the shadow of the shadow of his pocket as he kind of looses it just in case. The shopkeep, this willowy looking fellow. I mean, otherwise he looks unassuming. His hands are a little bruised up, and you can see scabs on his knuckles. But he's very, very thin. I mean, this man could easily be overpowered by anyone. He's very small. What is the meaning of this? He comes over and starts, get out of my shop! Begone! Begone with you!
No. Hold on. I mean, I wanted to buy a candle.
Your friends were very rude, he says, as he kind of pushes his glasses up his nose and wipes his finger in your face.
I didn't come in with anybody.
The woman
and
the man!
In this shop for you to come back. You were supposed to show them candles or something out back. I'm here.
You hear this creaking upstairs as you're bantering with this man at this point. Upstairs in the tub room, the two of you are...
stirring. So Terwin is shocked. However, he does have indifference, so he's not going to be derailed from this. He looks at Warren and he says, "How many dolls are in this?" He was going to whisper this, but I'm going to say it louder. "How many dolls are in this place?"
One moment here. Your possession is triggered.
Okay.
What does Warren do?
Warren, a moment ago, was very rattled, but now sighs for just a moment and collects himself. You wouldn't believe it if I told you, but quite a few. How far are you willing to go?
Far enough to keep him from running out. How many girls are on the first floor? Damn it!
On the first floor? How many did I remember?
At least the front and back.
Make it up.
Okay. I'd say...
Warren is no longer in control.
Six.
Six bloody doors in one fucking building. Alright. It's a thing.
You may move your peril condition track all the way to unhindered.
Okay.
It is a thing. You're gonna go and step in front of the front door of the shop where he's talking to Banneker. I almost said Bannister. you're gonna block the front door. I'm gonna block the back of the shop. I'm gonna talk to him about this.
Talk to who?
The shopkeep. About this.
That's one way of doing it, I suppose. Warren turns on his heel and starts walking out the other direction down the hallway.
Kind of saunters, almost in a sense, his hips swinging back and forth.
Huh. I didn't fancy him that way. And Terran will continue to walk down the steps, thinking that everything's okay.
Okay. Clunk, 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 clunk. As you're talking to the shopkeep, he's suddenly kind of... What is the meaning of this? Blah, blah, blah. He's raising his finger. He's jabbing at you. He's shaking. He's pointing at the back door. Alistair stepped to the side of the hearth and has slipped on the knuckle duster in case anything goes wrong. Terwin comes walking down the stairs. The two of you are out back facing the bastards over from the back side of the shop. And he is caught off guard for a moment. He's stunned, essentially, trying to take in what's happening.
So as soon as Warren comes down the stairs... He continues walking all the way up to the shopkeep and immediately punches him right in the nose.
Okay. Whams! Right in the face, the shopkeep completely collapses to the ground.
Problem like, solved.
The shopkeep is lying on the ground, and he doubles over and is just knocked completely out as he was caught unawares.
And now Warren just picks him up, hefts him over his shoulder, and says, let's go.
Whoa. I'm like listening to the door like,
oh? Oh? Boss, what happened? What are you doing?
It sounds like a
thump.
Okay, then.
Listen.
You can hear there's a scuffle going on inside.
Yeah,
you
know really what? Try to...
You know what?
You want to go inside from the front?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
You quickly run around the back from the back side of the house, through this kind of muddy rut near the shore of the river, and back to the front in a cold autumn day. You open the door, and you see Warren pick up the shopkeep and slump him over his shoulder.
Oh.
You know what?
That escalated quickly.
Yeah. Actually, I'd like to commend you, Warren. That was one of the best jobs you've ever done.
Well, thank you. I mean, we'll get some answers out of this guy here. Pats him on the ass.
Well,
we can do it here or we can do it somewhere else, but I mean, this place seems as good as any, right?
Now, is it that obvious that the accent is different?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Wait. Taryn does look confused, but he's trying to still just keep control of the situation as he's starting to get used to losing control of the situation, but not quite.
Is there a sign that's like an open or close sign?
Yes.
I'm going to turn it to close.
You go to the window and you turn the sign to close and you draw the blind shut and you throw the latch so the place is completely shut from the exterior.
I think should keep out anyone.
So... Listen here, folks. There's a body upstairs.
Well, there's one here, too.
No, a dead body.
This one might be soon.
No, he ain't dead.
I said soon.
Like?
What?
But what do you mean by dead body?
If you want to go and look for yourselves, you can. But
this body half decomposed and covered in wax, you know. The type of thing that you see on Slum Row normally.
Wait, so...
A calm, cool confidence Warren is exuding.
What the fuck? Wait, so they're making candles out of people?
Well, you gotta make it out of something.
Yeah, beeswax. Like none of yours.
Tell them it's just wet.
Listen, that ain't the point. Somebody's been murdered. And somebody's in a tub upstairs. And we's investigators...
Is there only one body?
So we'll
that we know of.
So we'll ruffle Mr. Candlemaker up here, up a little bit, and find out what happened.
Well, this is an easy win. We can just get Brigandine. We have him apprehended.
There's no reason to get the Brigandine involved. I mean, you know, we didn't exactly come in here with good intentions in mind. Catch my drift.
All you did was knock him out.
Well...
Not a single blade was drawn. He's not cut.
Brigandine don't come around Slum Grove. You're going to have to come into the different part of the city. And around here, people take care of their own.
Oh, yeah, it's not like...
He ain't exactly wrong, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like I can get Constable Reich to come down here.
Why don't we... hold on, though.
I mean, Reich did tell us
we're
over here. It's martial law.
I think everybody knows we have a man on our team. Yeah, we're a team now.
Right.
But he's really good at this. You know, breaking fingers, pulling teeth.
I see what you
making
mean.
Making people talk.
Leave it to the professionals.
Right!
Yeah!
We have a professional for this.
I see what you mean, yeah.
And you're telling me there's a dead body or three upstairs?
At least
just
one.
Just the one that we know about.
Maybe we should look around a bit while he's not here to stop us.
First things first. Let's tie this bastard up.
You throw him into a wooden chair and lash his hands together with a bit of cloth and
smells
gagging.
Fucking horrible here.
You don't smell anything.
It smells like candles.
Yes, I'm sorry. It smells like candles. It smells like smells like Yankee Candle.
The smell kind of horrible.
It's not like just like one type of candle. It's like 50 different types of candles.
1,000 feet away from
this
the store,
smells,
you smell it.
This one smells like chimney smoke, and this one smells like this one smells like Christmas, and this one smells like pine. This one smells like lemon zest. This is lavender.
This one smells like Midsummer's Eve. You don't know what that is.
You can only imagine that whatever terrible this purveyor of human of human candles made of fat, this probably is a good way to hide the scent. In that sense, you search the bottom floor, and it would resemble a shopkeeper's place, a candle maker's place. There are candles hanging all over. There are a number of dried herbs and fruits back in the kitchen he's chopped up that are kind of that have been sitting in water to simmer over heat. Nothing really unusual about the shopkeeper's place downstairs, but for those of you who go upstairs...
Is there a cellar?
No.
No cellar? Okay.
No, it's too close to the river.
Don't check. There's always a cellar.
Cellar door. What's
He's a cellar.
Is that
I'm gonna,
the
I'm gonna,
Donnie Darko?
Yeah.
I'm going to search for secret entrances.
Yeah. I'm going to search for secret compartments.
I get a DK.
Oh, no, I'm not an elf.
I take my time. Knock on the walls.
Every 10 feet, I will search for traps.
Yes.
Who wants to go upstairs?
I'll go.
You guys got this.
I'll wait near the unconscious person.
The two of them go upstairs.
You're having trouble there?
What is it? There's like a body in a bathtub?
You think you can handle him? I'll go if you want me to.
Yeah, no, I got my man's back here. Alistair, we're on the same page. He beats people up and breaks fingers, and I watch.
I'm better at diplomatic, and that doesn't necessarily involve pulling fingernails from people's hands.
I'll go back up then.
Okay, you should go because, you know, you crime scene folks. You know, you all see different things than me.
You up in a search or you stay in
here? There's no point in me being here.
Alright, what you doing?
I'm staying down here.
Alright, good.
Upstairs, the two of you go.
Three.
Back to the tub room.
Every room.
Taryn and Warren pause before they open the door. There's kind of a...
It's a grisly scene. Just prepare yourself.
All right.
You open the door. You have indifference, don't you?
Impervious mind.
Oh.
I do have indifference as well.
But okay. You did.
Well, you behold a scene that you can only, the worst thing you could possibly imagine there. Clearly, like, some indigent from the street was scraped up from Slum Row, brought into here, slumped into the tub, has yet to be treated, in a sense, to make fat from the fat, or make candles from his fat. His legs have not been chopped yet, but he is being prepared to be washed. And then perhaps you can imagine only the worst of the worst of ways you could treat a body. Truly necromancy. Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
This is how the people make their living on Slum Row. We will show this candle maker the same mercy that he showed this poor man.
Whoa. Listen. Justice is one thing.
I mean, I'm not a candle maker.
So there's a difference between justice and putting him in a liquid bath as well. I don't want to do that.
We'll do it quicker, I see. Yeah.
If it comes to it.
While they are discussing what precisely is going to happen to the candle maker upstairs. Downstairs, the man begins to slowly...
Were there any ledgers or anything like that?
Yeah, shopkeep's ledger, but nothing save for that.
Because I'd be kind of curious to see...
Nothing that says I collect dead bodies.
Well, I mean, he might use some sort of code to indicate a body as in some sort of...
Input. Would you like to take the shopkeeper's books?
Yeah.
Okay. Put it on your character sheet. James Tallow's books...
Because we also know that he was involved with the kidnapping of the kids, right? Well, that's why we're here. So.
And I have the ability to look through ciphers. So.
Yeah. Okay. So, shopkeeper's books?
Yep. James Tallow specifically. Please, that'd be great. So, the three of you are downstairs while they are upstairs. The shopkeep begins to awaken. He can't speak because his mouth is bound. He's a very skinny, thin man. His glasses are broken and lying on the ground. Thank you. And he's struggling against his bonds.
It's all right. It's going to be okay. I'm sure he's very sorry about your spectacles, but I'm afraid you're going to have to get a new pair. Good news is, seems like you got yourself a source of income to do that, what with some of your side business, from what I hear. Maybe going on upstairs.
His eyes are watery because his nose is kind of red and black at this point. He's got bruises beneath his eyes forming one bloodshot eye.
So I think anybody left in this building besides yourself can tell you there's nothing I like really a lot more than breaking noses and teeth. But I'm willing to forego that, assuming when I take this gag off, you decide not to try to make an amount of noise that I find irritating.
He shakes his head no.
I think we've come to an arrangement then. I'll reach out to like undo his gag.
Bit of spittle as he's trying to water it, get his mouth a little wet. Oh, my nose!
Yeah. I'm afraid you kind of broke that, too.
What are you gonna do with me? He says, nervously.
I'm gonna give you some advice for the next time you have a gag in your mouth to try not to breathe yourself so heavy that you pass the fuck out. In the type of work you're in, you're going to have this happen more than once. So, I would suggest you either find a new line of work or you get used to it. One of the two.
You're going to let me go?
Well, I don't think so.
Please, I've got money. I've got a lot of it.
I'm certain that you do. You're going to need it.
Where's that money?
I'm not telling you unless you agree to let me go, he says.
I'll agree to let you go, but the boss man may say something completely different. So I can lie to you right now.
Oh, you're not the boss man. Who's the boss?
He's speaking to him.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I've got money. I've got a lot of it, he says. I'll give you whatever you want, he pleads.
You wouldn't give me nothing. We'd take it if we wanted it. I think you're beyond that position.
What, do you think I just put him beneath my floorboards or something? Yeah. No, that's foolish.
Well, how foolish are you then?
I've taken protections. I've got a man coming by. He's going to check on me every day. He works with me in Slum Row. He's going to be by. What time is it? He's looking toward the window. Soon, yes, soon.
The blinds are drawn. Soon.
Well, sounds like you're going to have a pretty bad day, then.
Make an interrogation test first. So he's probably... He just knocked out. So it's probably a routine test for you right now.
Alright. I have a 55% chance to succeed. I rolled an 87. I did not succeed.
Can we roll that?
Sure, why the heck not? Let's make this happen here.
Magic fortune.
I'll give you the fun factory token here. Yeah,
put it away.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. You put it away and I take one out.
Alright, let's see how we do. We got a 58. Still failed.
Aww.
No. Ain't buying it.
He's gonna be buying. He's big. Big as an ogre.
Yeah?
That's right.
You think he's as big as me, you reckon?
Bigger, even. Barely fits through the door.
What about, you think he's as big as me plus the other
How do you...
Six people I got with me.
How do you think I'd do my business in Slumber? I wouldn't do this by myself. I mean, look at me. I've got people, you know, and I pay them well.
Try a little stand and deliver with him.
What's that mean?
Charm him into... He's charmed to intimidate. I'm a charming fellow.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, go ahead and make a charm test. This will be standard.
See outside of my social class? I know he is. He's a scum. I have a 87% chance. I rolled a 62.
That's rolling good.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, we can talk this through, I'm sure, he says.
Well, see, my friend, he's into breaking things, and I'm into, you know, telling people how it is. There's six of us. There's one of you. Your mate comes by. He's just gonna be tied up in a chair next to you, too.
You think he's alone?
I really don't care, because you see him, and you've seen everybody else. My one man came down and punched you in the face and knocked you out in a few minutes. You got dead bodies upstairs. You're making candles out of dead people. And let's talk about this a little better. You can give us your money, you can tell us about the snakes, and when your boy comes, you can send him the fuck away, or we kill you. That's pretty much it. This is how simply it gets. We're happy to service you. You're happy to service us.
So you're robbing me.
No! I need information. You kill people and make them out of candles. We're all winning here.
So what? An exchange, then?
You could call it that.
I don't really have much of a choice, he says.
You don't! That's the wonderful thing about this! Everything about it, I win! Isn't that great? It's pleasant!
Well, how am I gonna guarantee you this is all gonna work out for me, too? I mean...
See, the thing is I don't really care if it works out for you. I'm only in it for me. I mean, look at my charming face, look at my anvil build. I'm just pleasant to be around, and you're just not. So... Let's continue this conversation, and you tell me what I want to know, or he starts hitting you. It's really not that different than what we were about to do.
Well, you need to at least let my bonds go so we can have a conversation. You can't...
No, thank you.
You can't just leave me in this damnable chair!
I can leave you in there, and again, if you speak any louder than that, we can jam that, dirty cloth back in your mouth. Ah, there we go. Now, why don't you tell us about the snakes?
What do you want to know?
We know you work with them. We know that they kidnap people and put them into slavery. We know, I guess, they must kidnap people and put them into tubs and make candles out of them, too, now.
They don't do any of that. That's just, nothing to do with them.
That's just you. Just a pleasant fellow who kills people in the streets and puts them into candles.
Not really worth anything, anyway. I mean, people just...
I won't go
occupying
against you,
taking away money from me and my taxes, and I pay the guilds, and they just live on the street and get to beg for money, and the city puts them up in housing. Well, it's just wrong.
Well,
nobody will miss them. Nobody ever misses them. They never get reported.
I actually don't disagree with you.
I mean,
don't understand me. But the problem is, I got him, and I got a boss, and they really don't like you because you're putting people in tubs and making candles out of them. I don't care. I want to know about the snakes. I especially want to know about the leader of them snakes.
Look, you gotta believe me, it's... They have a way of putting people to work for them. It's not like I had a choice in the whole thing.
You don't have a choice right now either, so...
I'm not culpable for those children. I would never touch a child. I'd never do that.
Probably because there's not enough fat on them.
Alistair, will you show him exactly what we mean by he hasn't had a choice? I don't think he's really understanding how this game of you and I work. I'm good cop, you're bad cop, or constable.
Good constable, bad constable.
I'm really afraid that he's quite serious, you know. Well, it's all right. I'm a merciful man. Are you a right-hander?
A
promise to only break the fingers on your to start with.
He kind of is trying to jump back in the chair, and he can't seem to get anywhere because his legs are bound together, too. At this point, you all come downstairs. Tell me you found nothing else.
So what's he said?
Doesn't seem happy.
They're trying to break my fingers!
You don't seem to have much to hide upstairs. So, what's in that noggin of yours?
What's that?
Would you like me to ask any questions? You just think he's going to stay straight.
Whoa. Before we start carrying on, I want to know what's been said. What you want to know, we'll get to it. Right?
He says the body upstairs, that's his side business. He's got a mate coming by that helps him kill people. He doesn't care about the indigents because they're stealing his tax money or some nonsense. He pays the guilds, they live off of him. I don't know. He's scum.
Hey,
so he was about to tell us about the snakes. About your friend.
I really was.
Oh, so you decided to keep both ends?
He wasn't gonna do that in that order. He was gonna find himself he was gonna scream about and whine about his fingers first.
He was gonna do that, so give Alistair some time.
Are you the boss man?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Look, we can strike a deal here. I'm a very rich man. I have a lot of money in this place. A lot of stock in Slum Row.
So you have a lot of money literally in this place?
Well, not here. I'm not that foolish. I have investments throughout the city.
Oh, how foolish are you?
What do you mean?
You said you're not that foolish.
I keep petty cash. You can take it. You can have it. It's under that floorboard there. Right there. Right to the left. To the left. Right there. All right, right in front of the hearth. A loose floorboard. Right there. You see it?
You seem awfully eager about us removing that floorboard. So, what was it that he wanted to know? And what's the answer?
Right-handed or left-handed?
Well, you're right-handed or you're left-handed?
Both?
Well, then I guess just break both fingers.
It doesn't matter.
Or you can start with the toes.
Okay, so we're on a good start. You answered a question from me. And because I appreciate it, we're going to let that one slide. Because if they're asking you what hand you prefer, I know it's already fucked up. So this is me showing good will towards my fellow man. Hey?
So we were talking about the serpents. We were talking about
the vipers, yes.
The vipers.
Serpents, vipers, and
all right, so
yes, tell the snake.
Tell us about the vipers.
Like this.
Yeah, tell us about them. And Drew, since you were about to tell us.
The Pict, yes, the Pict.
Uh-huh.
He and those rat bastards, they steal children and other people away from the city. I mean, children are a different matter. I mean, these indigents, these beggars in the streets, these vagabonds, these vagrants, I mean, they're worth nothing, but I would never harm a child.
I don't believe he's giving us information we don't already know.
Hang on, he's getting around to it.
Slowly.
Seriously, that's all I know. The Pict and the others, they make us do things we don't want to do. We inform on the Brigandine and others who pass through the streets.
What else do you
have? You see, right now, it's about a matter of control, which he's taught me something about. He's trying to get whatever control he can back. And if you let him get a little bit back, then he thinks that everything will be okay. This negotiation tactic. See? Control, and I'll kick him over.
Yeah, he falls backwards. Oh, my hands!
And then you remind him that they don't have it.
Well, I assume that if he has friends coming, he's just trying to stall at this point.
Oh, good point.
I'm not stalling. They're gonna come by soon, I'm telling you.
Right.
We can work this out like businessmen!
Okay. It's the reason you should probably speak faster.
Yes, so I'll sit him back up.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my head.
Tell him about the vipers. You know something.
They.
Where are they at?
All over. They're all up and down the Bastards River.
How do they get in contact with you when they have you do these things?
They come and they extort people around here for tax. We pay our tax and they keep us safe. Ish.
Okay, so these racketeers, that's the big word for it.
Well, from a legal perspective, I suppose, yes. But we share secrets about the folk who come back and forth in Slum Row. I mean, that's just
what we get paid to do.
Like what?
In exchange for protection.
You heard the lady.
What secrets?
So
the comings and goings of people. Brigandine, I have a lot of rich clientele who come in and out of this place, you know, from Bessiah Square.
That's something we might be able to use. But, let's focus here. So, you give your secrets to the Vipers. And one of these Vipers is going to be showing up soon, right?
Not a Viper, a hired hand.
An hired hand for the Vipers.
No, mine.
So one of your hired hands is going to be coming by to check on you.
Yeah, of course. It's almost midday.
And if he's in danger, then what? They're going to run into the Vipers?
No, he's going to break... He's going to bust skulls, he says. He'll get his... The other street folk. The other Pharisimi. They'll come here and they'll bust skulls.
Okay, so... Pharisimi. So when they come to check on you, how many is there?
One, but...
Okay.
There's a bunch of Pharisimi around here, and they're all on my payroll.
So here's what's going to happen. Somebody comes knocking on the door.
Are these Sylvia's?
You're gonna say, come in. One, you're gonna do the same thing you did here. So, that buys us all the time in the world that we need.
What?
So your plan of stalling isn't gonna work.
He's gonna be here soon, and then you're gonna be in trouble. The Corvinos will break your legs.
We're not worried about Sylvia.
Yeah, but you see, thing is, if you do anything to alert someone of the danger you're in...
Your life is forfeit.
You're going to be eating gruel for the rest of your life.
This is all just a terrible game. Just get on with it. Do what you're going to do.
Alistair's going to break all your teeth. So...
I told you all I know!
No, have you really? Okay, well, what about this body upstairs? What are you doing with it?
You know what I was doing with it?
No, I don't.
Rough indigenies. Useless, just... on the damn corner every day, begging for corn every single morning. Can I have some corn, sir? Shaking his damn cup at me and others.
So what good is he soaking in the tub if he's dead?
Well, he can be used in other ways. If no one's gonna miss him.
Where were you last night?
What do you mean, where was I last night?
You were gone, I was here.
Oh, that's really back in.
I want to know.
I know you want to know. Like I said, let's be patient.
There's some shit happening around here that needs explaining.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I understand.
You were gone. I broke your window out. I walked up the stairs. I went in the room with the body.
There's no broken window. You can see right there. He looks across the way and the pane is completely untouched.
One. You're lying. I broke
it. You think I replaced a window over during the day?
Sure.
That's foolish.
One.
I was here. What?
You need to be patient.
This guy, this man
this
here is...
This is the worst time to do this right now.
This man is trying my patience.
Let me handle it.
You remember what I went through last night? You were there for part of it, right? The part that I remember?
I understand what you're saying. You have to trust me.
Okay. Carry on.
I forgot where I was. So, yes, what good is the body soaking, collecting? What?
You know why? He looks around the can. He looks around the shop.
No, I don't. Look at me. I wear this badge. I have these weapons. Do you think I use these for soaking people in a poop?
Well, I bury them. In a sense, I put them in the Karnak when I'm done. Or sorry, the Bastos River when I'm done.
Okay, so you soak them in a tub and then you dump them in the river. Why you soak them in a tub if you're going to soak them in the river?
For the fat off the legs and the cheeks. For candles.
So you take these fat and you use them for candles.
That's right.
So these candles here, these people candles.
Yes, he says, unsure how to answer.
It's a lot of people.
You handled out.
The real question is, why was it when I stepped into that room last night, that body stepped out of the bathtub and attacked me?
I don't know what you're talking about, he says.
It chased me through the city. I don't know where I ended up.
You are bombing.
But that thing was a lie.
You're a madman. I can see it in your eyes. You've had too much of the Madame Geneva, I say.
Believe me, he draws even closer. I am not.
This man is a hophead! You, surely you can't let him talk to me like this! We can book out a deal!
No, I found out what I wanted to know.
It's his turn now. You spawn people for candles and you want to talk about madmen. Animals have more fat than people.
Beef tallow.
Right. But a person's going to know when their cow's missing. They ain't going to care about when a degenerate beggar goes missing. That's his point.
I suppose.
So.
Seems like a lot more work.
Not really.
Inefficient.
He tends to believe that you are up to something more nefarious than just making candles.
Necromancy.
You believe this madman?
I believe that he believes it.
You've been touched by the Leviathan's eye, for sure, he says. Touched by Penumbra.
So you deny it?
Deny what?
That you are a necromancer.
I don't know what you're talking about, he says. I have no idea what you're speaking of, he's pleading.
A wizard.
I don't know what that is! I'm no wizard! I'm a damn candlemaker, I'm a businessman!
You make the dead rise again and walk around.
No, he says. That's preposterous!
Well, you certainly had a ritual going last night, and he certainly got out of that tub.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. You're clearly barmy. You're touched, man.
Listen.
I watched him break the window, boss. I did watch him do that.
Fine. I replaced a broken window, yes. But this necromancy business, I don't do any of that.
All right, if you said that, I'm gonna put my foot on him and tip him over again.
Oh! He hits the floor once more with a solid clonk. Oh! Damn it!
All right. I think maybe you need to start.
Wrists.
I'm gonna step over to him. You need to start telling us everything. You're not getting back off the floor until you start.
Look,
what happened in the bathroom?
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. I swear to the gods. I swear to the Night Father. I have no idea.
So here's the thing. If he's going to lie to me about a window, he's going to lie to me about what she's doing with this body.
I told you I'm doing with the body. Fat candles. You're standing in it. It's business.
Hey,
I'm not a necromancer.
Hey, Alistair. Think you want to ask him if he's a necromancer?
Candles can you get out of a body anyway?
I think you heard the man.
I told you I'm no damn necromancer.
Thank you.
We need to know for sure.
Well, I think that if it was, he would need use of them hands, right? I think we've returned ourselves back to that subject.
I think it's time.
I think so too. You didn't tell me, so I'm going to assume you're a right-hander, and I'll still show you the mercy. I'm going to break your left hand first.
He grabs the hand. You hear this kind of, almost like if you're kind of pulling on a carrot, and then it's like, pop. Oh! You will gain one corruption for that.
Hell yeah!
All of you, save for Alistair, who will gain two.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I will.
I'm still busy trying to.
I'm no necromancer. I swear it by the martyr, mercy.
Let me ask you something, if you don't mind, boss. I have a question I'd like you to answer. Where are you getting these bodies? I know you said who they were, but who's bringing them to you?
People I pay. Lure them to the shop, promise of coin, a warm bed, and then then I do my business, but I'm no necromancer, I tell you.
I think he's telling the truth.
I think he's lying.
Well, I knew for certain that he wasn't killing them in the street himself.
I say we burn the shop down.
He's soft as newly washed down. He can't do it.
So, no, I'm asking the expert here. You think he's telling the truth?
About the necromancy?
Yeah. Because he saw him break the window, and he's pretty sure he saw a body move.
Well, he admitted
can I do an eavesdrop test or something to try to see if I can tell the people lying?
You can attempt a scrutinize test, but it's secret.
Yeah.
Secret.
Secret. Well, I think he is telling the truth, or at least thinks that he's telling the truth. Which is, as you know from the last few weeks, not exactly the same thing.
No, I mean the candle maker.
I know who you meant.
Okay.
And that's who I meant too. I think he thinks he's telling me the truth.
62 and I got a 24.
You want to keep it?
Yep.
Because again, he's as soft as baby shit.
I want to know more about them vipers.
You rolled a 62?
No, 62 is my...
Okay, you rolled 24?
And I got 24.
I want to know where we can find them. Get that roost. Maybe turn themselves into bounty.
Men ain't exactly in control of their own minds these days.
No. If you think he's telling the truth, then...
Again... Your phrasing is important. Well, I think he thinks he's telling the truth.
Elisa, his physical tells seem true enough. Whether he's telling the truth or not is a different matter. In the sense that whether he knows he's telling the truth or not, as Alistair suggested.
He's right. He's telling what he thinks is the truth.
Why you say that?
Well, if he isn't the necromancer, who is? Who has access to the shop?
Nobody but me. I'm the only one with the key.
And animates that body.
I don't know anything about that.
All right. Well, you still trust me, right?
Well, I trust you.
Okay. We're going to move on. And we'll talk about this later.
My question is how did he get all caught up in these kids?
I told you they we just report back to the vipers. They give us protection in exchange.
So you're the one that marks the kids. Then
we watch the comings and goings of people in the streets. Revered mothers, brigandine, other outsiders like yourselves.
Seems to me he's been very vague with the information that he might have given the vipers at any time to be able to do this. Also, any information he might currently have, if he's been watching, obviously he's still, correct? So has he told anyone of our comings and goings, since he did say we were out of the ordinary? That's my question.
Is what I want to know, and I'm going to leave it to you two to figure out, because I'm about done with this.
Right.
What I want to know is what he wants to know. What else can we get out of him in order to help find Drust? What else can we get out of him in order to figure out what's going on with the dealings with the children and with the orphanage and the lady who was running the orphanage that is dead now. So
it's true.
That's what I want to know. I want you to go ahead and ask, because I'm getting a bit hot-headed.
You just told me all I need to know. I don't give a damn what happens to him next. The warden turns around.
Bill.
I'm gonna do this with a candle.
Doing a cat?
Meow. You start sliding them onto the ground.
Yep, just
breaking them.
Start breaking everything.
Please, it's a valuable.
He pleads.
I know. I mean, how many candles can you get out of a corpse? That is really interesting to me. But past that point, you heard what he wants to know.
I've told you all I know. Is
no, you haven't.
The Pict Druce. The putting the squeeze on all of us.
Squeeze. It's what information did you give him by chance?
I told you, the comings and goings of Brigandine.
That is once again far too vague for me at this point.
Brigandine don't even come in here.
Correct.
Yes, they do.
So why were they back and forth?
Gods if I know.
Which Brigandine from guys? Where?
The bastard with the spurs.
So,
oh yeah?
With the spurs.
What's he doing in here in Slum Row? He's got a whole district of his own.
Gods if I know. He
exactly what you're supposed to know.
So what you're saying is that you literally went to a viper and said, there's a man walking around with spurs, and I don't know why. That is the information you gave them for safety.
That's right, he says.
You are full
and
of
they didn't
shit.
Get you in your spot right there?
Drop a candle closer to him this time.
But they're like, damn it! Look, let me go and I'll tell you what you want to know.
Take the whole
I'll
show.
Tell you everything.
I'm going to take the whole show, one of the shows, and throw it.
The whole thing shatters all over.
You know, I actually have an idea. There happens to be quite a bit of wicks on this ground now, and I bet if we lit one...
The whole shop would go up?
It's kind of a thought.
I like the way you're thinking.
I mean, please, you can't do this. I'm a rich man. I'll give you anything.
So's my family.
Accidents happen. I'm going to go to a candle and start... like, cutting it down to where, like, I would guess about maybe, like, 10 minutes worth is, mm-hmm. and then, like, light it.
Sure.
And go, well, you got about that long to start telling us what we want before this place goes up.
Yeah. Grab the next candle.
You just cast
this continues on for quite some time, and there's literally nothing else he will be able to say at this point.
So. I say, I'll do interrogation. I actually do have interrogation skills, but...
Mm-hmm. There's nothing else
need,
I could learn from
We don't
from
need
him.
To continue. Role playing it out if it's so, nothing.
Yeah, if there's nothing to have.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is the leader.
What right. do you want to do with him, boss?
Open the door! I spent so much time here interrogating, it's now midday. James Tallow! Tallow, are you okay?
Warren walks to the door, opens it up, and immediately punches the person in the face.
Hold on.
If possible.
We'll get to that. This person has initiative of. Uh, 17.
Alistair, what's your perception bonus?
6.
Okay. So, we're going to make opposed awareness tests.
Okay. What does that sit down as?
This.
Visitor?
Visitor, yeah.
Alright. So, what kind of glass do I get? Some sort of bonus, didn't you say?
Did you write it down?
I thought you handed you a card.
So, we're making what kind of test or awareness test?
So, possessed is in Mangosh? No, not you. I'm sorry, Walter, not you. This is strictly for Warren.
Mangosh.
Ah.
So, treat it as a trivial test.
Okay.
You do get abilities, but you actually pinned them down already. Under. No, we haven't yet. We'll get to that though. It's actually, it varies, but you're not going to find anything in there, I'm telling you.
In this book?
No, we need to do this before the game, not during.
Okay. We won't worry about it for now then. Alright, so what's
when
the.
Is the it door?
Hold on. Time out for a second, guys. He's at the door. For now, time out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do an opposed awareness test first.
I don't need to do that. Beat everybody.
It's not. Tim, hold on, please. It's an opposed awareness test between the person at the door. And Warren right now.
Alright.
So, oh, critical failure. Never mind.
I'm re-rolling.
Okay.
Oh, critical.
I rolled a 32.
Okay. So Warren will start combat, and you all will gain a surprise turn. To clarify. So, do you have something at the top of the initiative order?
Yes.
Which is what?
I'm a smuggler.
Put him up there. Need to be sure to put Banner up there twice from now on.
Yeah, Banner will be first, and then... Because smuggler always
goes first. Put it be, like, B1, and then we can erase it afterwards. Because after that, I go right back.
Yeah, he goes right back to his normal.
Very time.
Sure, that's the end.
All right.
So, here's what happens.
So this is the surprise round?
The door opens, and you are not near the door. Keep this in mind. You're knocking over candles, so what would you like to do in your case, Benninger?
How big is this place?
Hey, as wide as this room, you guess maybe, what, 15 feet or so?
Okay, and then I'll charge and do a knockout.
Okay. You come forward and rear back with your hand. Wham! It's an easy athletics, easy, simple melee test.
Easy, simple melee.
Or no, sorry, easy athletics. My apologies.
Easy athletics. Okay. I have a
62% chance. And I rolled 58.
Okay.
Bam! You send him spinning as he drops to the ground, his helmet clink, 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 rolling off into the middle of the cul-de-sac. As this man with this kind of triangle-shaped dark curly hair and dark skin goes flying down the stairs, and there's about four other surly looking fair semi down there with a cart, and over the cart there is a big cloth cover. Warren, it's your turn.
So he's...
You kind of rear back, and suddenly you see that Banneker squeezes in and bam! Belts the man right in the face, and he goes bouncing down the stairs.
Yeah, I see the foreman down there.
Yes.
And I'll back up and shut the door.
Okay. You step back to AP, close the door, and latch it. Terwin?
There's four of them out there. And they've got a dead body.
Candles.
For what?
For those triangle here people.
Pharisinian.
The Corvino gang.
You've got 10 seconds.
Okay.
Counting down.
Why did you shut the door? Hey, Nick, will you throw me over? Go and prepare my gun. Make sure it's loaded.
Five.
All right.
Four.
You're gonna open the door. You're gonna let him in, and we're gonna jump.
Two.
And I will pull my sword and my shield.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna move to a place that's not.
You can't knock an arrow. It's not your turn.
I'm gonna move to a side of the door. And wait.
Oh, did you say you're knocking an arrow?
Surprise round, I thought.
It's not your turn. We need to follow the turn order here, guys. Two. Gentlemen, let's please follow the turn order. We're in Terwin's turn right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Terwin said, you're gonna open that door back up, and you're gonna let him in.
Okay.
And then Terwin pulled his sword and shield and went to one side of the door, waiting for them to come in.
Okay. Now, Alistair, it's your turn. Sorry, Alistair, it's your turn. My apologies.
I'll turn to the candle maker and knock him out.
Okay. Easy enough. Like, you'll shut him down. He won't scream out at this point. It's only one AP. You're already there.
All right.
Hold on to the rest.
Anybody got any? We got any ideas here?
Five, four, three, two. Moving on to Lisa. You have 10 seconds.
Okay. I am going to attempt to do an inspiring word and work on everybody. Or
are we not allowed to converse in combat anymore? Is that the thing that happened?
So surprise. We need to keep it snappy. You keep it moving. You have 10 seconds. We just want to keep it moving.
Gotcha.
So. Hold the door and don't allow them through.
What's your current damage condition track?
Current?
Yeah.
I am currently at moderately wounded.
Okay, so your test is going to be standard. Oh, it's going to be challenging.
I did not make it.
Okay. Going to reroll that?
Sure. Let's go for it. That's a critical failure.
Oh, no! Well,
do the thing.
You start to feel a little bit of pressure as the door is latched. He turns around toward you, kind of wide-eyed, stammering. You all will suffer -1 to damage apparel condition tracks.
Oops.
She will kind of botch it throughout the entire scenario. You have 2 AP left.
I will hold on to this.
Okay. Now, Banneker, it's your turn. On normal initial order, you still have surprise. The door is shut by Warren immediately.
Leadership rings.
I'll step to the side, knock an arrow.
Okay. How many AP does it cost to load?
It costs 1 to load.
Okay, cool. So that's 2 AP. Move the side of the door. Actually, this doesn't matter. Door's already closed. You just got an arrow locked. You have a short bow?
Hunting bow.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Harper?
Are there any tables I can flip over?
Not down here, no.
Alright, well then I'm going to look to see. I think there's a... Well, I probably can't pick up a shelf that was knocked over. I'm just going to pretty much take cover then. Okay. I'm going to have my weapon drawn.
Okay.
And I'm going to take aim at the door.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. And now, moving to regular initiative. So, Warren, it is your turn. What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to stand against the wall with my back to the wall and open the door, taking cover behind the door.
You can't take cover and open the door. Actually, I'm sorry. Clarify
that. So I'm standing behind, the door opens inwards, correct?
Yes, it does.
So I'm going to stand my back to the door and just open the door and just hide behind it.
Okay.
You open the door.
Any extra AP, I'll just bank for now.
Yeah, you'll have one AP. Come on out, you bastards!
One of them says. Tarwin, now it's your turn.
Tarwin is going to look about and go, listen, it was a fine attempt. Well, hold fast, people. We can do this. They gotta come in here if they want to get their... They gotta come in here if they want to get their friend. And I'm going to try and use inspiring words.
Okay. What's your current damage condition track?
I am unharmed.
Okay. It's gonna be routine.
Okay. Awesome. 58% chance. And a 24 will succeed.
Okay. You may offset your penalties now.
And then, so I will bank the rest of my AP.
Okay. Alistair, it's your turn.
I'm sure she's not going to charge down these stairs. I'm not going
to. So now you may speak in combat. Now the surprise turn is over.
What's up? I'm going to get him out of the way. I'm going to take the candle maker out.
Okay.
Drag him back. By a chair. I'm like, okay. Get him like... Over the side where he's not a liability. Okay.
That'll be an AP.
Alright. Well, I guess we don't know what happens now. There are windows that face them, like the blinds shut facing that direction. I'm gonna.
That's right.
Get low.
Okay.
Make sure they don't throw anything through the window.
Okay.
And I'll wait.
Want to take cover behind the window?
Yeah.
Do it for 1 AP.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Take cover 1 AP?
Yep, take cover is an AP.
Yep.
Alright.
Do some Red Dead 2 shit.
If you don't come out, we're gonna burn the whole damn place down.
I was planning on doing that anyway.
Well, you'll be inside when we do it.
There's 5 exits, you idiot.
Look out back, fool. As you look down toward the stairs, you can see that two have disappeared as they're running around the back side of the house. Lisa, it's your turn.
I am going to barricade the back door.
It's already been locked.
That's true.
Listen, if he's going to burn it down, they don't need the door to be open. We need to take him out.
If they want to divide and conquer, let's go out there and fuck him up.
You can hear a sound from behind the building, at least up. I just spent 2 AP to get to the door.
Okay. Then I am going to attempt to intimidate them through the door.
That's not going to happen.
No?
You need physical presence.
Oh, you have to have physical...
No.
Then,
Yeah, they'll be able to see and hear you.
Yeah, I got nothing. So
take cover.
We'll take cover.
Yeah, okay, you hunker down behind the door. Smart. Banneker, what will you do?
Yeah.
I
got nothing.
I'm going to step out.
I'm not a fighter.
I mean, I'm right there, right?
You want to step out front onto the porch?
Nope, step out in front of the door.
Okay.
Just so I can see them. I mean, I don't know where I was
at. Yeah, you can see directly down the stairs. At the foot of the stairs, there's a man just literally sprawled out on the ground. You knocked out cold. He just kind of bounced down the stairwell.
Can I see any of the other ones?
You can, actually. Two of them break around the building, and you kind of lose sight of them quickly, but the foremost person and another person who's near the cart are still standing there. They're just kind of... Hands on waist like this. They're wearing this kind of boiled black leather. They kind of look like you can imagine like an olive-skinned Ferrisemi to look. Greasy hair, dark black eyes.
I'm going to say one thing, and then I'm going to shoot and kill you. Jacobinos. Sylvia knows me. You should walk away.
What's your name, friend? Maybe we do know you, maybe we don't.
You don't need to know that. But she knows who I am. Just walk away.
You need to convince him of this. Go ahead and make a charm test.
He's outside my class.
He is not.
He is an aristocrat. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice.
Aristocrat. He's an aristocrat. I still have 57 here. And I roll with her.
Good job.
I think you should walk away, as I said. Either that or I'm going to shoot this arrow at you, and I'm going to kill you. So, who cares about your men?
He'll wait and look at you dead in the eyes. Let's have a conversation, friend. He'll approach slowly with his arms up like this.
I'll step out to the porch.
No violence is needed. So you know Madame Corvino?
I'll step out further so nobody can hear me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course I do.
Francisco. He'll extend his hand.
I think we need to break this up.
He looks over his shoulders.
The candlemaker's ours now. You're not making much money off him anyway. Candles are all yours. Take them and sell them. Business is yours. We want nothing to do with it. We just want him.
We do intend to bust up this place at some point. We had him in pretty deep with us. He owes Sylvia quite a purse.
Well, there's a... When you go in here and you take it, look under the floorboards in front of the fireplace. It's yours.
There's a reason why James Tallow keeps shop out here.
Yeah, he's a gambler.
I don't know about a gambler, but he's something, all right.
Well, dead bodies and the candles, too.
Maybe we know that. The two that are kind of standing side by side outside, conversing, both facing the house at this point. Look, here's what I say we do to make this fair. People go missing all the time in Slum Row. Sometimes candles burn on their own. You take Mr. Tallow, whatever you want to do with him. Let's spend the money. 60-40.
You can have all the money.
Oh! Are you sure? Will you speak to everybody else?
I don't care about the money. I care about the man. He owes me something more than money.
Take him, he's yours.
I'll throw you out the purse.
Let's go inside. Please, after you.
Just you?
Just me.
Boss, put your arms down. We've made an arrangement.
Oh, we have we? It's, you hear the sword sheathing. You hear me sheathing the sword.
Uncock the hammer, yeah. Put it back in.
A man walks inside, kind of almost gliding as he's looking around. He is oiled, but he is with olive oil on his arms. The man is, he's a big fellow. He has a long, triangular, kind of blackish hair that's carefully curled with a long mustache that kind of comes up in two curls like some nefarious villain. One of his eyes, he has this kind of slash across his face that's been painted red. Oh, you did a bit of work to the place. Remodeling.
We needed him to talk. He doesn't like to.
Mr. Tallow. Oh, I see he's asleep.
Yes. He got tired.
He did tired.
Admittedly, he did we... Tired. The Corvinos do business with James Tallow.
He does business with the Vipers, too, and you want to kill the Vipers, so I don't think that's really too much of a... Doesn't matter, does it?
I don't know about killing the Vipers, but... they are a thorn in the side of... Or they are a rock in the boot of everybody here in Durindal.
Exactly.
So, which floorboard, you say?
The one right there, I'll point it out, right there in front of the hearth.
He smiles. Hello. She looks toward Elisa.
Hello.
He will glide his hands down to the floorboard and pop it up and not unlock his look toward you.
Elisa maintains the stare.
Well, he says he pulled up this small little trunk and sits it down on the side of the hearth. Seems Mr. Tallow has come into some riches. Ugh. That puts it on his shoulder, this heavy little box about this size. Do what you will.
Oh, that squares us. Tell Sylvia.
Wait. He I says as he reaches in his pocket and he flips you a match.
All right.
Nobody was ever here, right?
I never saw you.
Nine Father be with you, he says to Elisa as he saunters down the stairs.
Same.
And like that, the situation is diffused.
Yeah, he lied to me. That guy's not usually my size. He lied about the window, too. All
yeah.
right.
What the hell are we going to do with him?
Boss, that situation's over.
Yeah, but they made off with the money.
Well, I burned a lot of coin in that situation, too. Not the coin that came in that chest.
Well...
So let's... This better be good. He needs to start talking more about the Vipers, and we need to get some information out of him. And then we gotta burn this place.
I don't think he's got anything left.
Yeah.
Because I made promises.
I mean, when a man gives away his money, I don't think he's got much left.
Yeah. All right, then. I'll flip the top of the match.
We're taking him with us, right? We're not killing him, are we?
No, we're killing him.
Sorry.
Well, I thought we were going to let him burn in this place. I mean, he let all these other humans burn through candles.
Your call, Captain.
Listen.
I was only going with your type of justice.
He didn't do nothing to children.
I'll lick my fingers and put out the match. Remember, the boss made him light fire.
No, that's the problem. I do like it.
All right, he likes it too much. So perhaps he goes first.
This group does believe in spontaneous combustion. I'm just saying.
Listen here. So,
we're the good guys.
Good is relative.
I'm a bit conflicted.
Well, you can, if you want to score some points with your man, Lieutenant Reich, go get him. But I burn a bridge.
What bridge is that?
That's none of your fucking business.
Whoa. You don't have to react that way. It was just a question.
And that was the answer.
Fair enough. Well, if you're going to respond like that, it's obviously very important.
I told you that when you told me to stop.
All right. Now, is the deal to burn the place down or to kill her? Because that makes all the difference.
Yeah, did he said we had a connectus?
He said just burn the place down.
Yeah, he said didn't say I said we were going to take it. Well, so I said he was ours.
You said he was ours, right?
Yeah. I traded the money.
He has no more information about Vipers. He did say technically he has and money in other places.
Well, you wanted to burn this place down, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then we just
How about you go place. Take him to Lieutenant Bragg?
Is there... How close is the nearest buildings?
Nowhere That's, near... It that's, is. That's, this place is very close
that's
to
what
the.
That's you said. It was close to the river.
River.
Close,
yeah.
Right.
Right.
It's an old cul-de-sac. We're not going to start a forest fire like we always do.
Just don't want to burn down half a slum roll, basically. But
I'm not exactly against justice coming to this man, but if we can get something else out of him, I want to.
Let him sit in the jail cell for a while. Maybe he'll open up after the cold nights.
Well, as you see. He also did mention something about money someplace else.
That's my thought.
Well, it's not like we got a place to keep him.
If this bastard is killing people and making candles out of them, we find out where he keeps his other money, because it's probably going to tell us more than he will tell us if we find out where it is. We offer him that for life behind bars. Then we can take him to Reich. We burn this place down no matter what.
Don't you have education, Elisa?
I do.
Yeah, you know automatically that there is no life behind bars for criminals. He'll be executed.
Yeah, he'll just be executed.
By sunup.
I have education.
I mean, that's pretty common.
I'm just
going to
check the...
Oh, okay,
he's
sorry.
Killing people.
I want to check the hole, hidey hole he had, and see if there's a secret ledger in there.
No.
Okay.
It's just earth.
Okay.
Is there any other papers around? I know he
got... I got the books.
No, yeah, the place is... Sure. You have thoroughly ransacked everything, just to be clear.
Go.
Okay.
There's not else to be found here.
To be honest, I don't think... It doesn't sound like it's... How do we put this? Assets he could give us that he particularly has. He spoke of investments, so being able to hand us coin for whatever wealth he may have left that was not here, I don't think is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
We could ask, but I don't think so. It doesn't make sense.
Well, you can, you know...
Well, I'm going to go take a smoke.
To...
Y'all decide.
He'd be in.
I'm going to walk out the front
out.
Door.
Let's take a quick break.
Boy. This place is evil.